What's that notepad over there?
It's a prop for something that's going to happen later in the episode.
Oh, clocked it.
Yeah. Way to go. Spoiled.
Good.
Well, let's just start with that so I don't have to sit here with curiosity.
All right. Exactly. Wait, I'm getting handed a note from our producer. What is this? Oh, what? We have a new ad read?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. We haven't done an ad read in a while.
No.
Hey, guys. The
Wait. What's the post-it? Was that you?
The producer handed me this piece of paper. Sorry, it's got the ad read on it.
My bad, Bill.
This hot off the press. Yeah. We're just receiving it.
Hey guys, the new Wipeout reboot is back. It's Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Central Time, and it's hosted by John Cena.
I know this.
Oh,
liar! Isn't that crazy? We were just talking about John Cena,
dude,
and now. Yeah, we're all big fans of John Cena here on the podcast.
Some of us bigger than others,
I own him. Yeah, we actually own him. So
technically we're in direct.
We're in direct contract.
Yeah, we're in direct contract. John Cena,
Wipeout Tuesdays at 9 on TBS.
If you want to see people get absolutely destroyed,
they get fucked
tune
up.
In.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Yeah. It's a mean show, actually.
The one where they're throwing the one who's actually on me loud dogs. The one that the fuck, you got me. The one where they throw like dodgeballs at people as they cross like the muddy, shitty, and then there's fucking
the punch wall
yeah. with the boxing gloves. Like you're getting fucked up.
I always feel like I could fucking wreck one of those courses though.
I've always wanted to try. See the thing there's that I don't way. Like.
I think I could.
It's
I think
the slip fun. Factor.
The slip factor's tough. But, like,
that's what injures
agility,
you.
Dexterity wise, like, I feel like I'm pretty higher on that. Strength, no. I
love this tape.
No.
I fucking love that. Yeah.
Do you guys agility not
wise? No. Wait, I just want to resay it. Agility wise, fucking quickness wise, I'm fucking dominating that course.
Yeah, exactly. If there's a strength challenge, that's going to be tough.
Zach's always been fleet of foot.
Yes. He's exactly. Right. Like, if you were going to look at, like, D&D character stats. High dex, high int, low, everything else.
Got it.
I feel like the Zach take is always, oh yeah, absolutely, I can do that.
Yeah.
One chip challenge? Oh, for sure, yeah.
The confidence.
The one chip challenge has been collecting dust.
Okay, hold on. There's a difference. I still think I could dominate that.
Oh, yeah, not sumo wrestling? Yeah, I could do that.
We still have a sumo wrestling.
Cartwheel?
Dude, easy.
Oh, yeah, the cartwheel.
The infamous cartwheel. I did do a cartwheel.
You shifted your weight on all fours.
There was zero cartwheel.
My feet left the ground. That's a fucking cartwheel.
Credit card. Maybe.
What do you mean credit card?
You could fit a credit card underneath.
I got way higher than a credit card.
No.
See? You guys just don't want to see me succeed, and you're just constantly trying to put me down. But, you guys look at those courses and you don't think, like, I could do that?
It's more like tired. I'd love to try that.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a fucking life jacket though. I'll sign the.
I can swim. Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I'll sign. I'm
fish restricted. Are you allowed to do that?
No, probably not.
What if you get hit and you like get actually rocked?
Come jump in and save me.
Well,
also just
that's
like
what the life jacket's for.
John Cena would jump in and save you.
Yeah.
Because John Cena is a great man.
He's a great man.
Yeah.
Just a big Wipeout guy, or is that an actual read?
That we're getting paid by John Cena apparently.
John Cena. Yeah. He's heard us.
You
he's
know,
heard our take.
You know, he has ears everywhere with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
Like, some kid's like, I want to meet John Cena. And like, bam, he's there.
Yeah.
Someone listened to the podcast. He heard about it. And he was like, yes, I do. I am owned by Woody and Shane.
Yeah.
Thank you for not trading me to Zach for space. Like, that's huge
honor.
Well,
that's what I think it was. I think he heard it pinged, right? We're talking about John Cena. And then he heard that we weren't willing to trade John Cena for space. And he's like, wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Uh-huh.
What was the initial desire to get John Cena?
He has
shady backroom deal happening here.
I just like John Cena, and I feel like he's underrepresented in this podcast. And
such a fucking narc take, dude.
Narc take? You guys fucking... We need to fucking play back.
Zach was in the lab going, if I obtain John Cena, I can then loophole.
It was the first step in his Thanos universe destroying.
It's like
glove snap.
He is the first ring.
I really appreciate that you guys think there's like some master plan. Smart enough. There's like some hidden trap somewhere in here. I just like John Cena.
That's exactly what someone would say in your position.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, fuck you, dude. We win. We have John Cena now. Yeah.
So check out Wipeout on TBS Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central.
How much do we get paid for that?
Whoa.
That's for Shane and I to know.
Yeah.
Shane and I are getting paid because we own John Cena.
Yeah, so, I have royalties,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a fun game.
Okay, go.
Okay. So my roommate Brandon was watching Cruising.
Cruising?
Is that the one you pick up movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's undercover.
There's like the serial killer that's killing like gay community in New York. Yes. And so he goes undercover to like try to find him.
Cool. And we started.
It really is. I thought we were just joking on the whole thing.
Is that where the term comes from?
Is that the movie?
I think the term came out before that and then they made a movie using the term.
Sick.
And it like blew up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we were talking about the handkerchiefs. You know, there's like a hanky code.
Explain.
You put a handkerchief in either your left or right pocket, and the color of the handkerchief means like different things.
Yeah,
this is
you're
like
signaling
the,
like,
yeah,
I'm a bear that cool. yeah.
This goes like these. The loofah thing we.
I see a lot of colors.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna read the color, and you guys are gonna guess what it is and which pocket means which thing.
Can we get an example?
Yeah, do the first one.
I'll do the first one.
Yeah.
So light blue. Left pocket, you want head.
Okay.
Right pocket, you're an expert cocksucker.
Oh, okay.
So there's a left take, right give.
Flip that.
Does anyone... Yeah. Do any dudes, like, not want head?
Yeah, tons.
No,
you're like, no,
they all want head, but if you're an expert cocksucker, if you're an expert,
everybody has a blue hanky.
Like, why wouldn't you just have like dozens of handkerchiefs hanging out of that? Like,
exactly.
You pop the fuck out of the club.
That's considered greedy in the community.
You only get to pick one.
Yeah.
People don't want. People just don't want a taker lover.
Yeah,
they want givers too.
That's so amazing.
And then, so if. Are you supposed to have a handkerchief in your one in your left, one that you really like to get, and one in the
you
right?
You get one
like,
handkerchief.
But then who's putting in like...
You can't have one for each pocket?
Yeah.
No.
And it's like, I don't want to give any, or I don't need anything.
I
just really give good head.
Well,
why would you...
No, I think it's just like a, hey, tonight. Like, you have all the handkerchiefs, of course.
What are you feeling tonight?
Yeah, all of the
There's 31 different colors.
Yeah,
you
have all 31 colors. And then you're getting ready to go out at night. You got like the cologne, the glitter, your fucking tongue, your
leather.
Leathers, bracelets, earrings.
Yeah.
And then you get to the handkerchief and you're like, I'm feeling like giving head tonight. So you go left pocket?
I guess it's just interesting insight into the gay community. I don't think that's how I would behave if I was gay. I don't think I would be...
You're a selfish man.
I think I would be. I think I'd be left pocket all the time.
You like, just, this I is want... What I, there goes Zach again.
No, but like, yeah, this is what
known,
I want for
he's
tonight.
He's known in the community. Zach enters the bar and it's like, I wonder what handkerchief Zach's wearing.
Zach's,
wants
Zach's got the, like, the magician clown handkerchief. Where it's like, all of them are tied together. Like, oh my god.
Blue.
The guy, you're like, your potential, like, love for the night is pulling it out and like sweating bullets. Like, oh my god, I can't do all these things.
These are high expectations.
Okay, next color.
No, Robin's egg blue.
Robin's egg blue.
What kind of fucking color is that?
You kind of like giving head.
Isn't Robin's egg blue also light blue?
No, kind of. It's like a turquoise.
Okay. That
so
is,
more cayenne.
Yeah. So say. Left pocket and then right pocket.
Left pocket would be just want some light foreplay and that's it.
Yeah.
And right pocket would
guess.
Be, I guess, just a dinner date. I don't know.
Left pocket is I'm a little spoon. Right pocket, big spoon.
I like that.
That's close.
Good. Oh, really?
That's
cuddle?
Close.
Like, I just want to cuddle tonight?
Bottom and top.
That's... Pretty much spot on.
Yes,
wow.
Dude.
Left pocket is 69er top.
Okay.
Right pocket 69er bottom.
So,
okay.
You say 69 or
69er dash er. They want a 69,
but they want to be on top.
Yes. Versus on bottom.
How?
Versus like, being side on the side.
Yeah.
Side 69?
Yeah.
Two gauges?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I would think it was.
Whoa! I've never...
Wait, you shut the fuck up.
No,
you guys have never thought about, like, sideways 69?
No.
Shane just gave me the most serious fucking look I've ever seen Shane give me in his entire life.
Never.
Because I was...
That's awesome.
That was going to be my follow-up. Like... Don't you side by side like having to be a bottom?
No, that's awesome.
Having to be a bottom in a
both people
gay
win.
Man 69 That just, like, so you're just being, like, constantly...
Every
and
time
impaled with the dick,
a lot of weight.
Yeah, exactly. It just like yeah. I feel like you have to do
side. Every time I'm 69, I've never thought about doing it on the sides.
I've always been on the bottom.
This sucks. So he's laying on
Dude,
me.
69 sucks.
Oh man.
Oh.
That's funny.
Okay. Medium blue.
What the fuck is medium blue? We're gonna go through these.
Okay. Medium blue.
This is gonna be like a 4-hour episode.
Yeah. Colors.
What the fuck is
taking and
blue?
Receiving?
Left, you're a cop. Right, you're a cop sucker.
A cop?
Yes.
Where the fuck
are you?
That's
a back to blue.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Back to blue.
Navy blue.
Is you're in the Navy.
No.
Is it just straight literal? Like you're a cop or is that a...
Yeah, you're a cop. You're, like, it means you're a cop.
With the police.
Yeah.
But also you are interested in...
Yeah, does it mean you're gay?
69. Does that mean you're interested... I don't get that one.
You're just a cop.
You're a cop.
Or just like, are you...
And the other one loves cops.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it doesn't get much more complicated.
Well, I just, like, for me, it was just, like, why, like, I don't know, like, I feel like you'd be undercover.
You're a police officer.
Like,
why are you undercover?
I don't know, like, why are you,
wow.
That's just
You're
weird.
Loud and proud with the medium blue, you know?
I guess, I don't know, it just, that one threw me.
Navy?
Navy blue.
Sailors.
Military.
On the left, you love to fuck.
Okay.
On the right...
You don't like the fuck.
You love to,
you hate fucking.
You love to get fucked.
That's dude.
That
I just said. I just said take and receive.
Yeah.
Next.
No, but you don't. It's about
take
love.
And receive.
It's
on,
about
the love, dude. And also, aren't take and receive the same thing? Like you're taking it and you're receiving it. When we give and take.
Yeah, Corey.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, you're right. I changed my answer. I'm still 252.
Teal blue. We're almost through. We're through the blues with
Jesus.
This one.
You're
likes,
sad.
Likes it messy. Messy. Get it all over me.
No.
Left pocket, okay. You're depressed. Right, you want to be with someone that's depressed.
No, unfortunately.
No answer. Go.
Left pocket is cock and ball torturer.
Okay.
Jesus.
And there's right no pocket is cock and ball torturee.
Damn, I wonder what red is. If teal is
yeah,
cock and ball torture.
Yeah.
We're guess in like who, the cool blue ocean right now.
And like, dude, you walk into the club and there's a dude with a teal in his back right pocket. Like, that's scary.
What
this
if you're
a cock and ball torturer?
And you're like,
I'm sorry, I thought you were a cop.
And it's like, no, I like cock and ball torture, you idiot. Get away from me.
All right, now we're...
I love that hypothetical.
Wait, is cock and ball torture bigger in the gay community than it is
yes,
in the straight
sure.
community?
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it doesn't seem like big enough to have a need
I don't
for
think.
A handkerchief.
No, dude, you don't know that.
Well, I don't. That's why I'm asking these questions, these important questions.
Like, percentage-wise, I think it is because, obviously, there's more heterosexual relationships than homosexual relationships, just, like, as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that CBT is bigger in the...
Also, I'm gonna get into a stereotype here, but I feel like straight men are way worse at identifying specific colors than women are, and probably gay men.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like, I don't know the difference between, like, teal and robin's egg
right.
and...
Well, hold up. You know that, like, women are almost never colorblind.
That's yeah.
They can't be.
Yeah, we're off the colorblind like, thing.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not
yeah.
a colorblind thing. It's just a...
I'm talking, if you've got, like, a box of 100 Crayola crayons, I could be like, that one's red, that one's green, that one's yellow, that one's orange, whereas
also,
it's like,
green,
this one's tangerine,
red, yeah.
this one's cayenne pepper.
Ew, macaroni.
This one's, yeah. Like, I know, like, 8 colors.
My brain goes...
I get what you mean. Yeah.
Next.
Red. That's gonna be like
hardcore.
Kill me.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go with just like rough.
Snuff.
Likes it rough. Likes to be rough.
You guys get
BDSM.
That's a good one.
On the left, you're a fist fucker. On the right, you love to get fisted.
I feel like we were all
that's
basically
pretty,
ballpark.
Yeah, that's red.
Light pink.
You're a bleeder.
Humiliation.
Ooh, you're a dildo fucker
okay.
on the left. You're a dildo fuckery. Fucky on the right.
Dildo fucker is you fuck someone else with a dildo?
Yes.
Okay.
Dark pink. Left is tit torture. Right is tit torturey.
Cool.
Dark red is two-handed fister.
Well,
there's these aren't real.
Django, two-hand fister
Now
hands. We're just gonna go through them.
Yeah,
mauve, you're a worshiper, or you're a naval worshiper.
Mauve is a color.
Yeah,
I know that color actually.
What? Yeah. What color is mauve?
It's like red, purple. It's like green almost.
Yeah. No, this is fake.
Magenta likes to get pierced on the other side. We got purple. Loves his pits licked.
Cool.
Loves to lick pits. That's fun. Yellow. Obviously piss. Yeah.
I don't like how you're pigeonholed into one handkerchief.
You're getting greedy.
I love to get my pits licked and I love pits.
Yeah. And I want a sideways 69.
Dude.
Is there a brown handkerchief that's just like down for whatever? Like, let's
scat.
Talk about
brown
it.
Brown is scat. Okay.
Yellow's piss.
What's black? What's
brown?
Black?
Brown's everything.
What's black?
White's probably everything.
Brown's everything. No, dude.
White is like,
okay. I'm sick of this list.
Okay, white is like, I've never tried anything gay before.
Oh, first time? That's good.
Like virgin. Yeah, clean sheet. Like white wedding type, right?
No.
Okay.
What's white?
White is loves to masturbate. And then on the left is loves to masturbate. On the right is loves stroking.
Okay.
So jobs, like one and the same.
Give hand jobs.
You know?
Yeah.
Black
is I've done it all. I'm dead inside. Can't feel anything.
Pretty much. It's heavy S&M top, heavy S&M bottom.
Okay.
Cool.
Pale yellow is pit or is spit. Loves to be spit on the other side.
Classic.
Mustard has eight inches or more.
Oh, okay.
Like you want 8 inches or
like
more?
Like have 8 inches and like want 8 inches.
Yeah. Gold looking for two, or two looking for one, and one looking for two.
Okay. A little menage a trois.
Is there any of the opposite, like looking for under 8 inches?
Probably. They don't have a debt. It's just like one of those
things.
You
wear a t-shirt.
Most guys are under 8 inches.
Looking for less than eight.
See, now, Woody's orange because it's anything, anytime. Anything, anytime.
Okay, yeah. Orange is like, hey, let's talk about it. Like, I can't be fucking derived down to just one color. I'm a human man. Yeah. Like, you know.
It changes from moment to moment.
Yeah.
Actually, this one's tricky because you have to pay attention to which pocket it is, because left is anything, anytime, and then right is nothing now. So, like, you need to really pay attention to what pocket that is.
Wait. Whoa. You go into the club. It's Friday night. You, like, you got your poppers. You're, like, all excited. You're feeling the drinks. Mm-hmm. And you... There's like a guy comes up to you and he's got like an orange bandana in his right pocket and he's like, hey, what's up? Like, what do you, what, you're just like,
You look at it and you look at him.
He just wants to hang. That's just a hang.
Oh, just like a casual platonic hang.
That's a hang.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that vibe in there.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, like not tonight.
Yeah.
That one's problematic though. Left is like fucking anytime, any place, let's do it. Right is just an immediate shutdown. That just seems like that's too polar opposites.
What if you went to the club and you're like a mischievous guy and you're like dancing and you like take the handkerchief from the right pocket and you put it in the left pocket and you're like,
that could get some people in trouble, I feel like.
Yeah.
That would be such a good goof though, just going around the club picking up people's handkerchiefs.
Yeah. There's like one that's like absolutely no piss anytime, never, and it's like you steal that one and you put the yellow one in there and you're like, hee hee, and then
I'm not into piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why's my foot all wet and
warm?
Apricot, two tons of fun, and the other side is a chubby chaser.
You don't need a handkerchief for that. It's what your eyes are for.
Okay.
If you want it on your, if you wear it on your right side, you means you're looking for big bad guys.
That, okay, yeah. So like, if you're at the club,
the left side is no sense.
And you're like a heavier guy, and you see that, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to that guy.
Yeah.
Like he wants what I have.
But wearing it in the left pocket seems stupid because you're like, I'm fat, and it's like, yeah, we can see that.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that...
You can use a better. There's better usage of your pocket for that. Yeah.
Rust is
rust.
A cowboy on the left. Okay. On the right. Yours horse.
Also, we haven't talked about how much, like, you're in the club, there's like yellow and there's off yellow, and I'm supposed to distinguish between the two.
Yeah, there's night lights. Like, there's like black lights going, strobe lights.
Is that mustard?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
I feel like this is more, it's more like a, You're wearing these during the... You guys are thinking about this wrong. You're thinking about the club. I'm thinking about more of a parade setting. It's a bright, sunny day in San Francisco.
Okay. But even still, like...
You're walking down the street, skipping.
Can I see this real quick? I don't want to reveal any of it, but, like, can you guys even see the difference between mustard and gold?
No.
Absolutely.
No, that's one salt.
That's exactly.
One
salt that's color. That's like, no fucking way.
That's one salt
what
color.
What I would do is I would have the handkerchief, and then I would have embroidered on it mustard.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Mustard.
You, have to, you don't want to be making that mistake, you know?
Or it would be gold, and it would be, like, shiny, like gold dust, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little pizzazz to it. Fuchsia is spanking.
Okay.
So you just like to get spanked.
No difference between that and magenta.
No. Wait, what is... No, that's Pierce.
No, color-wise.
Oh, yeah, they're exactly close. The they're very close.
Yes.
Olive drab, obviously you're a serving member in the military. Hunter green, you're daddy. You're looking for a daddy, or you are the daddy.
I lost my dad.
Beige, you like to get rimmed. You love to rim.
Okay.
Let's see. We went through brown. That's always poop.
Can we just go through some of, like, the easy mistakes to make? Like, so magenta and fuchsia. What's the difference between those two?
Spanking and piercing.
Okay.
One's more permanent than the other.
Green and beige. Those are basically the same.
Those are just masturbate versus getting your butthole licked.
I see. I feel like there's room for a lot of errors where you just, like, both think you're going in for, like, a good time. And...
I feel like this would be a really good... interview opportunity where we bring in a gay guy,
yes,
and we're like, we're gonna quiz you on the colors of the handkerchiefs, yes, you know.
And can you be like, hey, can you see the difference between these two colors?
Yeah,
would you know this?
Yeah, we should. We plus we haven't had a guest in a while.
Yeah,
we should get a gay spokesperson.
Yeah, and just bounce some
they
ideas.
Just rifle off 31 in a row.
I feel like what I would do is I would get a custom shirt made, and on the back it would have all these things listed out, and it would be like a check green mark. Check mark or a red X, and it's like
this you're asking a lot of different shirts though. I mean, like, you might go out on Tuesday night and not be into the same thing.
No, it's like a chart. Monday night.
It's gonna be kind of like a whiteboard on the back where it's like, what am I feeling tonight?
Oh, you can know? Check it and then walk.
Yeah, like a washable ink situation.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Bring it into the 21st century.
Washable ink.
Gray's bondage. Charcoal is latex fetish. Gray flannel. You actually own a suit if you wear it on your left side. And if you wear it on your right, you really like guys in suits.
I like that one.
I feel like a lot of these are like, just wear a suit out. Or like, we'll dress like a cowboy. Or like, wear some latex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. White, we already went through masturbate. And then cream.
Masturbate.
Masturbate. is, if you have a cream one, it means if you wear it on the left, you come in a scumbag. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And then if you have it on the right, you suck it out.
Is there a handkerchief that's like, I'm out with my gay friend, but like, I'm not necessarily gay?
Yeah, that's orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
Well, that would be bright pocket orange. You don't want to do anything, right?
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. So there is a use for orange.
Like, well, no, I'm thinking more of like, I'm an ally.
You don't have a handkerchief.
Mm, yeah, closest is orange.
But not pocket. Every guy at the and, at hey, the club has handkerchiefs in
I
their pocket.
I think to talk about how you aren't gay today. You might be gay tomorrow.
Yeah,
you
know? Ooh, is there like a, I'm on the fence, like I'm thinking ooh, about experimenting well, handkerchief?
No, there isn't. Right now, you're not down. Who knows tomorrow?
Got it. Yeah.
I think that you, if you aren't gay but you're thinking about it, you look at this list, you see what interests you, and then you select one of those.
Also, I think if you're not gay but you're thinking I might be gay, you probably just are gay.
Well, like, or you're bi. Yeah, you know, is there like a bi handkerchief?
There is not.
Or like, hey, no. like I'm looking for another guy for like a male, female, male threesome, you know?
Huh. Yeah, it's probably a different color scheme. This is the gay.
They were, this is the gay count, the gay rainbow, and we need to look at like the bi.
I feel like these are rainbow. Basically for fellas that are just after it.
That's just strictly in that community.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys want to take a look at the actual colors and the chart.
Do you think these are actually used? Because my gut is, no, this is silly. Nobody does this.
I think there's
for
probably,
sure,
what, like,
used.
25 here. I'd say there's probably, like, 5 to 10 that are, like,
real.
Very popular.
Hmm. Okay.
Right?
And so you get one of those off-brand ones. Nobody knows what you're into. Y'all forgot what green is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this was, in this day and age, this is more like secret 80s stuff.
Sure.
You know?
It's like you can be as loud and proud about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're watching Cruising. We need to be secret about it. We're going to the park, in the bathroom.
We're going to the club. Yeah. How do you think that should, like, all right, so there's a color scheme. Everybody's wearing hankies, but, like, your kink isn't covered. So you're like, I'm doing fucking off green. That's my new.
It thing. Needs to go How through the right it? Channels to yeah, be but approved.
What are the channels? How you just you wear a shirt that's like the council let's blank. You know.
Yeah. And you have the handkerchief until it starts getting associated.
Yeah.
All right. That's probably
the shirt's the color of your new handkerchief.
Oh. You go to T-shirt factory.
Yeah. You just get. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. That was fun. That was a fun little quiz. Yeah.
So I was in the had a very interesting interaction at Ralph's yesterday. So Leanne and I, the baby, were walking through Ralph's grocery shopping, and you could tell that like there was somebody who's trying to talk to everybody, you know, just one of those.
I hate that
talking
shit.
To every single person that's there. So
an I'm employee?
Walking, no.
Okay.
I'm walking, and this guy like does a sidestep because he's kind of like looking, just gets out of the way, and like peripheral, I see him give me like a once over.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like,
he's looking for things to comment on.
Well, dude, I was like, either this guy's fucking trying to fight me, you know, or he's like super
looking
down.
For weaknesses.
Yeah. And so Leanne's a few steps behind me. He says something to her, and I turn around, and they have like exchanged a couple words, and I like do like a what the fuck, and he looks at me, and he says, "Dude, I can't even look at you, man. You're too beautiful."
He says that to you?
To me.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you, dude. You're too beautiful, man. He's a beautiful man. Till Leanne. And I was like, what? Well, like he's like, dude, yeah. Like, whoa. Like, you know, like a couple of those.
Whoa.
And I just give him the fucking, hell yeah, dude, thanks. Yeah. And I just keep walking.
One, a man gave another man a compliment.
A man gave another man.
Because, like, first off, men never get compliments.
Dude,
never.
Yeah.
And he said that one thing, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to talk to you, which you didn't want to talk to him in the first place, so he shut that down.
But I was very like, what's going to happen? It was the first 5 minutes of us entering, so I was like, we're going to see this guy 50 more times.
Yeah.
So we had to do a little dance, like hurry, because I don't want that.
You don't want to. You don't want another compliment.
Exactly. I don't want another compliment.
I don't like being complimented.
Neither do I. Because now I don't know what to say back.
Thank you. Now I feel awkward.
So a man called me beautiful in the store, in person, to my face yesterday.
In front of your child.
In front of my child and wife. She's like, wow, was that like a knock to me?
Yeah.
I can talk to you. You're ugly.
Hell yeah. It's hilarious.
Did he give off gay vibes?
No. He was just like, dude, you fuck. I can't. You're too beautiful, dude. It was like one of those.
Nice.
I was like, fuck.
And he didn't talk to you the rest of the time?
I mean, I was sun-kissed, had been at the pool, like, fucking wearing, like, you know, some joggers. I look good. But
you have, like, cucumber suntan lying on your eyes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that for you.
But then I heard him, like, for the next entire time we were there, like, talking to every single person. I was like, oh, God, get me away.
He didn't call another man beautiful again.
I didn't hear another compliment like that, so... Shout out to that guy in a sense.
That's pretty chill.
At the same time.
No, it's all good. I like that. He's a good guy.
For sure.
Did he have a handkerchief?
No.
Okay.
But I honestly couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you.
Does not having a handkerchief say anything about you? If you're in a club? Or bar?
Club?
Or like, I don't know.
I think it's just you're not.
I literally just googled googled the handkerchief code, and then that 31 color chart came up, and I was like, "This is funny."
Yeah,
not funny. This is serious.
How far back can we do real ass dude of the week?
Oh, anytime, dude.
All right, so I got one that I found that I was like, "Dang, this one of the coolest quotes I've heard." So there was this guy in prison for brutally murdering his girlfriend. Not the point of the story. He's like telling all the people in the prison, like, don't fucking put me with the child molester, I'm gonna fucking kill him. And they put a child molester in his cell, and the guy was apparently saying, like, he was like trying to defend it or something, and that night this guy took off his shoelaces and killed the child molester. The guy was like, the child molester was, it was like a pretty heinous case, and the guy started receiving like letters like, you're a hero, you killed this guy, and he like had to go to court again for this second murder. He was already in jail for life. And his quote is, people think I'm some kind of hero when I'm actually not. And I just did what I thought was best in the time I was given. I've been getting these emails saying that, you know, it's not my position to judge anybody. I want to make it quite clear that I didn't judge him. I know God is the only judge we have. I just set up the appointment.
Whoa.
And it's like, oh, that's so a
the murderer. The murderer is your real last two of the week?
Yeah, the murderer is.
Oh, okay.
He killed a child molester and then says, I didn't fucking judge him. I just set up the appointment. And it's like, oh, that's a damn good line.
That's Zach's real last two of the week.
Not the rest of the team.
Yeah, that's Zach's. I have a real last two of the week.
Okay.
From a couple weeks ago. Are you familiar with Flo Rida?
Yes.
Yes.
So he was in.
He's from Florida.
Oh.
Did you guys know that?
Whoa, Flo Rida. Yeah. I didn't know.
I thought he was just like a rider of the flow. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So he was in an $82 million lawsuit against Celsius, who was like
crypto shit.
No, the energy drink.
Oh, okay.
I think they were like using his music, whatever, obviously using his music to get money, right? So he's on the stand, and I didn't realize how many bangers Flo Rida had. You'd recognize him. He's going through them. But as they're going through each one, he's on the stand, like, just fucking vibing out to his music, like, head bobbing, couple dance moves, and they were like, oh, what about this title? And he's like, oh, yeah, that one's, like, fucking sick. Like, this is it. Yeah, that was it this time. They owe me money. They play it, and he's jamming again, just, like, dancing on the stand under fucking oath. I just thought that was tight.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I have two real ass dudes of the week.
I have another two.
One is, There was this early competitive eater named Nicholas Wood, and this is from 1630, so talking about how far back can we go? Far back.
Yeah, real ass dude of yore.
Of our week.
So he was like one of the first quote-unquote competitive eaters, but instead of like competing against other people, he would compete against himself of like, what kind of shit can I eat?
Okay.
Listen to some of the shit that he ate. So he ate a whole sheep raw in one sitting, including the wool, the horns, and the bones.
That's sick.
Like, soup to nuts, a whole sheep. Like, the hair, the teeth.
How do you get the skull?
Everything. Probably, like, bashed it and, like, mashed it up and then, like, swallowed it.
That's fucking gnarly.
He ate 7 dozen rabbits in one meal. So that's
7 dozen?
Yeah, so, like, what is that, 84?
Cooked or raw?
I don't know. And then, listen to this one. 400 pigeons.
Oh, my. In one sitting?
I'm so happy I didn't live back then.
400 pigeons.
This guy had a fucking death sentence.
Like, think about Cool Hand Luke, where he's like, I can eat 50 eggs in like a 24-hour period. This
and everyone's like, fuck, dude.
This guy ate 400 pigeons.
What year was this?
1630.
That's just hungry. He was just starving.
the whole village is like, now we'll all die for the winter.
And if I eat this weird shit, I just get fed.
And then real quick, my other real estate of the week, there's this new movie that just came out on October 27th called Freelance. It stars Alison Brie, Juan Pablo Raba, and real estate of the week, John Cena. You should go check it out.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
Freelance.
Nice. John Cena's your real estate of the week?
Oh, yeah. It was the producer handing me another ad. That was, another John Cena ad.
I got another one that's just...
Not John Cena.
So
you gotta wait till next week.
Yeah. This was October 30th. A heavily armed man was at a amusement park. He was like locked and loaded, machine guns, fucking bullets. He went into the bathroom, and instead of shooting up the amusement park, he killed himself.
And then I did see that.
And on the bathroom wall, he said, "I am not a killer." Whoa. So he like suited up, got ready to do it, and then fucking had a clarity of thought and killed himself instead.
Dude,
he's like, I could have done numbers here. Yeah.
And then he pulled back.
Hey, thanks for pulling back, bud.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to give a shout out to that guy.
Yeah, more of that.
Diego Barajas Medina. We always hear the names of the people that actually kill the people.
I like this.
Put the names out of the people who instead just kill himself.
Say his name again.
Yeah. Help. Diego Barajas Medina.
Diego Barajas Medina.
Yes. His CIA, his CIA handler is so fucking pissed. So pissed. I was going through
my normal like conspiracy forums that I look at. And
what are these? What are these normal conspiracy?
Just forums? Like Reddit, just like different Reddit stuff, Twitter stuff like that. And the quote that I saw that somebody posted was "tap water?" ? You mean the chemicals the government sends you for free? Yeah. And I was like, wow, yeah. I really desire to be that paranoid about like
that's anything. Good. That's a good one. Yeah.
You could do it.
I could. I'm there.
Almost. You're moving in the right direction.
I don't have the right handler yet.
You need a manager?
You gotta switch. It's like therapist. It's like, no, I need a different handler to really maximize my
conspiracy. This is not a real ass dude either, but did you hear the pilot? There was a pilot on mushrooms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He tried to bring the plane down, and he's being charged with 83 counts of attempted murder.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So and his wife was like, this is not who he is.
Ate a bunch of mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then flew the plane.
His handler's pissed.
Alaska Airlines.
Really pissed.
Yeah.
Wait, I read a bit of that article too, and then I got sucked into the different side of like, is it illegal to do something on mushrooms? And it's like, depending on what country you're in and how you were admitted, like if somebody dosed you, you're fine. If you dose yourself, don't know the effects, you're fine. If you do know the effects and you consciously did it, then you're in trouble.
How are they able to know that you know the effects?
I mean, that's what court is for. You have to prove that, like, oh, I've never done mushrooms before. This was the first time I didn't know what was going to happen. And then you're like, good.
First time I did mushrooms, right before I flew this plane full of people.
I thought it was
Alaska
Airlines.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. Yeah,
Alaska Airlines stock going way down. Right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, you also have a co-pilot who's like, whoa, hey, don't flip that.
Hold on,
don't flip
that.
Yeah.
Good call.
Ritz-Carlton guest sues luxury hotel after male worker served her a bottle of water that was, quote, defiled with semen. So this woman was, like, at a pool, hey, the guy walking by, like, hey, do you guys need anything? And she's like, yeah, I'll have a water. And he was like, okay, I'll be right back. Comes over, no pun intended, comes over, brings her a bottle of water. She, like, takes a sip, and she was like, there's semen in this. Was like, she immediately, like, knew... Like, not like, hey, this water tastes weird. She was like, there's semen in this water. Got to the manager and was like, you need to test this for semen right now.
Good for her.
Yeah. And they tested it and confirmed.
Wow.
And then he was like fired and there's going to be.
She saw him nutting in the water and was like, this is my opportunity.
Yeah, so, if there was no visual cue, it looks like normal water. And she was like, nope, there's semen in this.
I mean, but like, if you were to like, look at a bottle impressive. Of water, you could probably be like, dude, that's semen.
I could spot a load.
How much I could spot it. Yes.
Well, it's like if you shake
that's
it
like
up.
Like oil and water.
If you shake it up, there's definitely a semen level that would go unnoticed by you.
Also, if the bottled water has been opened, right? Like the seal's been broken.
True.
And you're like, why is this seal broken? You know?
Well, I mean, if you're gonna
maybe open it
gonna,
for you.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, if you're trying to
hospitality
like the water,
they
give it something,
they do
you're
that.
Do one of those.
Yeah.
Hospitality, here you go.
Yeah. It's never unsealed and then they open it.
Yeah, you know what? You would unseal it in front of
real
them.
Quick, our 100th episode, we talked about bits we really liked, and that just like set an alarm off. What was the one where you were asleep and then the dude came in and sucked your toes?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Hotel manager.
Yeah.
We went on we had a special card that you got. I think that goes up there. That was a really good bit.
I'm still fascinated by that.
He like...
The guy woke up to having his toes sucked
got
in the
it.
Middle of the night.
Got it.
By the hotel manager.
Okay. And you get this like for life points. Then we start talking about points.
Yeah.
And then how you get free shit and let them suck your toes.
Yeah, and then you had a card where you checked in and then someone had to suck your toes.
And then we were discussing when he needs to stop. Like how long. I think it was like a 5-minute window. Like at least 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
Check back on our previous episode.
Check back
for
on
some
that
fun
one.
Bits.
Doomsday mom snatches son 16 and vanishes into rural Idaho because she believes he is the key to the second coming. Blows thousands on survival gear and takes brainwashed daughter and brother with her.
Wait, so
I saw this.
Kind of fucking chill.
Daughter. So she has 3 kids.
Yeah,
and one of them is the
one
Messiah.
One of them is the second coming.
Yeah,
of
the son is the Messiah.
Damn, that's supposed to be the other two kids.
Yeah,
one of the other one's
kinda,
also a boy, and she's like, "Nah, it's not you."
Yeah. Kind of chill to be the one chosen. Yeah,
like
I know you're brainwashed. I know you're like this whole false narrative, but
the
kind of sick.
The kid who is supposedly the new Messiah, he is not part of this like whole plan.
He's like, I'm not the Messiah, yes, mom.
100%.
And she's like, shut up, you are.
Yeah, okay,
I just want to see the other son, too, and be like, why is one Jesus? And the other one is like, no, not, for sure not.
Here's something that we talk about all the time, which is like, if you were to, like, eat a bunch of shit, like, how would you do it? Like, the challenge is, if you were to consume 20,000 calories in a single day to earn $1 billion, how would you do it?
Butter.
Okay, the top answer on Reddit, which was genius, was you chug a big, like, a gallon of olive oil. There's 24,000 calories in, like, a gallon of olive oil. And you drink it all, and then within 5 minutes, you shit it all out. So you're not, like, all day feeling like shit.
Drink that much
olive oil? Dude, yeah. There's all these stories where it's like,
I was just wondering, that might be lethal.
Well, there's stories where it's like, kid turns 21 and he's like gonna go out and drinking, and like the grandpa's like, hey, if you want to be able to like drink a lot, you should coat your stomach, like take a shot of olive oil. Mm-hmm. And like, kid takes a shot of olive oil, like goes out, and then immediately like shits his pants in the bar. It's like olive oil goes right through you.
Okay.
So if you drink a fucking gallon of it, like this guy. Whoa. There was a video of this guy poured it into this, like, German boot, you know?
Yes.
And he just fucking chugs it all. 24,000 calories within 3 minutes.
Wait.
Because technically...
Somebody did it.
Yeah.
On the Reddit.
Well, so, like, the top answer was, like, if you want to do it, like, technically win.
Yeah.
You do it like this. And then someone posted a video of, like, yeah, this guy did it.
Oh, shit.
And, like, there's a 7-minute video of him talking about it. And then he chugs it. And within 3 minutes, it's done. And he's like, oh.
That's fucking gnarly.
Yeah. Whoa. And then just, like, explodes out.
Oh, I might not be able to get through that though. A gallon?
Yeah.
For a billion? A billion?
Yeah, dollars?
Yeah, you're right. I could.
For $1,000 million, dude?
$1,000 million?
Yeah.
I feel like the tough part is going to be keeping, like, you have to keep that full gallon in you at one point.
No.
If you drink half of it and then you've already shit the other half before you're done, I feel like it doesn't count.
Oh, wait, no, because the challenge is consume 20,000 calories.
Pass through you?
You could drink that whole gallon within 24 hours.
You consumed it.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
And I don't think that counts if you... Like, you didn't consume
it the calories. It
does. You just passed them through.
You consume... Consuming is like eating, ingesting.
But you didn't actually consume the calories.
Yes, you did. It goes in your mouth.
You put them on a highway through your body, and none of it was...
You're getting absorb and consume.
Yeah.
Confused.
If it passes through you, you've consumed it.
You've consumed it.
I get... I mean, I have a problem with that, but I get you.
Annually, we always have to talk about it. Heidi Klum's Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
The peacock this year.
It was great. Don't get me wrong. It was amazing. I feel like bringing other people into the fold is a bit... It's kind of cheating.
I disagree, because she also has done this in the past.
Yeah. The worm was solo. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you're looking, oh my god, look at all the majesty in the feathers. That's other people.
Well, and they're like posing and like, that's sick. But a few years ago, she did like a clone costume where it was her and like 8 other clones that were like models that looked just like Heidi Klum.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
There was like a Daily Mail that was like all of Heidi's costumes throughout the years. So, yeah, it was good. I don't think it was as good as the worm. But yeah.
The worm was great.
And like her husband was dressed up as like a big egg, like a peacock egg.
That was the best part.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the egg.
I didn't see the egg. Who is that?
That's her husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's she married to?
An egg.
Some boy toy, like 28-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for him.
Some good news. U.S. announces new nuclear weapon 24 times the power of one dropped on Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And they announced it the day after China said they plan to double their warheads by 2030.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to overshadow that China news, Biden was like, we had the greatest nuclear weapon of all time.
Yeah.
24 times the power of Hiroshima, everybody.
I don't know if this was a replay, but I think Donald did another like, Biden. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Trump's Biden impression is solid.
It's so good.
Wait, back to the bomb. They're saying they have a bomb that's 24 times Hiroshima?
Yeah.
We've had bombs bigger than that for like a long, long, long time.
This is the biggest one, though.
This is the biggest one, though.
SAR bomb was
not
like
24 times.
It was like 50...
No,
1,000 times.
23 times.
24.
SAR bomb
24.
Was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now... Yeah, look it up, dude.
Yeah, what's the biggest one?
feel like it's like Apple iPhone launches where it's like, yeah. Oh, next year we're going to have the 25 times Hiroshima bomb. Yeah. And then the year after that, it's the 26 times.
I saw China launching rockets and landing them, and they're saying how it was stolen technology from Elon.
Mm. Probably. Have you guys been seeing, well, there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now, but the videos of...
Dude,
okay. He goes, no, Jesus. Shut up.
Give me 1 second. Your brain just goes, all these fucked up videos, and the one little minuscule ounce of, I don't know what it is, soul,
yeah,
control goes, hold on, I need to preface this real quick.
No,
and that was your attempt.
I saw it as, I'm going to say something really fucked up, but to caveat that I'm still a human, but like, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Having said that, here's a really bad thing.
It's that Dennis moment where he doesn't feel emotions. And he's just going, wow, that's great. Like, that sucks. And they're like, what was that? And he's like, I'm sorry, man.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm really fucking trying.
Okay, Corey, go. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, but...
Yeah, there's pretty sick videos of guys no-scoping, like, tanks with RPGs.
Oh,
that
yeah.
are unbelievable. I saw, like, 10 tanks get blown up. From like a good distance, and guy just like from behind cover, it was pretty chill.
Nice,
yeah. RPGs.
Yep, I want to shoot one time.
Go to Colombia,
Cambodia. A lot of those Asian countries.
But I don't want to blow up a cow.
I mean, you don't have to.
You just shoot it. And
also,
kill.
That's on you. You could just miss.
True.
Just wing it. Just like kind of wing. Just like
just blow up the hill behind the cow.
No, you're supposed to hit the fucking cow. Here's another one. Yeah.
Shoot it straight up in the air, and everybody's like running around. Do those only explode on impact?
I think so.
Or
I mean,
is it like
ammunition? But I think most of the time, yeah.
Like if you shot it straight up, it wouldn't explode at like the apex.
I think there are munitions that do that, but okay. I think most of the time, no.
Yeah. A study came out, showed the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. In Japan, the COVID vaccine reduced the mortality rate by more than 97%. So Japan, a culture that like they think of like the whole community instead of the self, like America's very like myself, like I only care about myself, and like very capitalistic and selfish, where Japan is more like the community, like if I'm sick I'm gonna wear a mask, whatever. So you take probably the most community oriented country, modern country in the world, and they're like, you know what, we are gonna wear masks for COVID, and it was like 97% reduction in mortality rate because of that.
Meaning, like...
Or, sorry, the vaccine. The vaccine.
But, I mean, it doesn't... That study also doesn't cover how the microchips are affecting them.
Yeah.
And over 97% are now controlled by the Japanese government.
97% less... How would you say that? Like,
old people.
More people died, or they saved more people?
Yeah, the vaccines killed people. That's what you're saying.
They reduced the mortality rate.
There you go. Okay.
So more people were alive. Wait. Stop. No, stop. Shane, you're doing an impression of Zach being dumb when you were the one that was like,
what does that word mean?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Zach was being dumb.
No. You were being dumb.
I just wanted to get my facts straight before I dap up the motherland, okay? I just want to get it right so I don't go, fuck yeah. And you're like, well, no, you don't know what that word means.
Zach, who understands the word.
No, he doesn't.
You're doing an impression.
I know stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dumb.
Oh,
hold
man.
On. Along the same tip. So, the Hanshin Tigers just won.
Is that baseball?
Baseball in Japan. They just won their like World Series for the first time since 1985. So
it's not the World Series if it's just in Japan.
Whatever, their World Series.
The Japan Series.
You said World Series.
I said their World Series.
You don't understand how World Series works, Corey. It's not about the world.
The fucking World Series is what we call it.
Yeah, because
so I said their World Series,
no,
so their championship.
He's trying to relate to us. They don't call it the World Series, but he's trying to put it in the frame that
so in 1985, when they won, they threw a statue of Colonel Sanders into the river there.
Oh, yeah. That's a war crime right there,
Bodhi River. Right, wait,
Colonel Sanders, like the actual Colonel, or like
a statue,
like
yeah,
KFC.
KFC.
Okay,
and they haven't won it since. So it was like the curse.
I need to get that statue out of there.
Damn so straight. You don't do that to the colonel.
They just won, and so there was a person who dressed up as the colonel, and they're throwing. It's like the tweet was: everyone seems to be in good spirits about somebody cosplaying the colonel, and they're throwing him up in the air, throwing him up in the air, and they throw him into the river, and they like the curse is ended.
Nice.
Hold on. Why Colonel Sanders?
Probably because it was in an area where
it was like he near was the river. Out. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just, fun thing.
It wasn't like a get colonel. It was like, look at this fucking, there was probably a KFC right there.
Yeah.
And they grabbed the statue celebrating and they threw it in the river.
There was a parade of people.
Unrelated to the team. They're not like huge Colonel Sanders people.
But everyone was saying, because they were gearing up for it, and everyone was like, the city was saying like, please don't fucking jump in the river. Like, it's disgusting. You're going to get sick. And there's people who've had like diarrhea for a really long time, like fucked up from jumping in there. But people were still going apeshit crazy.
Nice.
So that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Homer Simpson will no longer strangle Bart.
I saw that.
In The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah.
Because that's dumb. They're, like, parental abuse. That's like they're taking a stand on
it. It's just like sign of the times, I
America's
guess.
Lost its way, dude.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I thought they were like the... holding like the South Park, you know, still holding on to like anything's game.
Dude, have you guys seen the new South Park?
I haven't came seen out?
The gender swap.
Oh, Disney the Panderverse.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, wow. I don't know how they continue to do it.
They've done it again.
Yeah. I don't like. South Park's been going for what, like 30 years now?
Something like that.
And it's like still they just stay relevant, and it's like. They're these like latest seasons are the most like critically acclaimed and shit. Mm-hmm.
Probably and under, I mean, I'd say like the most like they're under the microscope for sure right now.
Yeah,
and like the craziest shit's going on, and every wrong step, someone's like, "Dude, you're fucking canceled," and they're just fucking walking the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they like finagled. Because, like, HBO Max bought, like, them.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And then Paramount also bought them at the same time. And, like, they got, like, $500 million to do, like, three more seasons or whatever. And then Trey Parker and Matt Stone were like, yeah, instead of doing, you know, like, 10 episodes a season, we're going to do, like, 2 episodes a season. And then, like, it came into this huge, like, lawsuit where HBO was like, bro, we fucking paid you so much money to do this. And they're like, well, technically, like, we are doing it. It's just like, and, like, they won. And, dude, they're just...
Did they really?
Yeah. They're like, well, it was never really, like... written down how many you said seasons and like yeah these are 2-episode seasons but each episode is like an hour long so that's like awesome. It is a season like dude they just fucking them over.
Do they still make the episodes in a week?
I don't know,
obviously maybe not those hour ones, but traditionally like do you think, because ever since that special came out and I watched that I was like this must be the most unhealthy lifestyle,
6 days to air,
it's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's awesome. They're just they've won the game.
Yeah.
They figured it out.
And then they're also like shitting on like HBO Max and Paramount like at any chance they get. It's just like, yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about. I don't think we didn't have an episode last week. The fucking guy who got killed on the ice, the hockey game.
Oh,
his throat slash.
Dude, that was the gnarliest thing I've ever seen.
I didn't see a video of
it. Oh my god.
Did it look intentional?
It wasn't intentional.
But you some people are that, saying dude. That, like, it
dude,
might
there's
be.
There's no way that was intentional.
Okay, here's the thing. He was skating next to... The guy who did it was, like, skating. It was almost like... I think they were going for the same puck type deal. The guy who died was probably, like, obviously, like, a couple feet, few feet behind, like, coming in. So as these two, like, were side by side skating, they kind of do, like, a little brush bump.
Yeah.
And he spins. And for some reason, his fucking leg goes up.
Yeah. Like an ice skater, like leg kick.
There was definitely contact, but I don't know what causes you to bring your leg up.
That's, I mean, you're on ice. It's like, yeah. You can't really predict.
That's foreign to me.
But doesn't that guy have a past of, like, doing shady shit?
They brought that shit into how he's, like, a dirty player.
Yeah.
Anyway, immediately they're calling people on the ice, and he actually stands up and starts to skate away with the help of somebody. And
it's just blood down the front of his fucking... Up. It's gnarly.
Like, that's one of those situations where it's like, you're dead. Like, we can't help you.
Immediately, you see all the blood on the ice.
It's like, you know, your artery in your thigh, if that gets cut. It's
Sean
like,
Taylor.
You literally just are like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We can't do anything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So there's like big-name hockey players who are like wearing the neck guards.
Like Wayne Gretzky was like...
He came out, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, okay... Pee Wee hockey wears neck guards. Like, it should just be implemented now that, like, coming up through the youth system, you just continue to wear it. Not that NFL player or NHL players need to start wearing it currently, but just implement it now to where it just carries through.
Whenever you, when the new class enters the league, it's mandatory for them.
Dude, yeah.
It was so.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Gnar.
That is gnarly. There was an article that came out like yesterday or this morning about this Baptist church guy who was also the mayor of like a small town, and a newspaper outed him as being like a trans, like a cross-dressing, like web star, like influencer. Okay. And within 2 days of the article coming out, the guy killed himself.
Oh shit.
And it was like, yeah.
Were they right?
They outed him though.
They outed him, and then, but since he was like I think he's in the deep south.
Yeah.
And he was a Baptist preacher and the mayor of the town. And then they outed him, and they showed pictures of him, like, as the pastor, and then pictures of him as the, like, influencer. And he, like, killed himself.
Was he doing anything against anything, like, breaking the law as the influencer? Was there, it was strictly him being an influencer.
He just like wore makeup and a wig and was like.
But they didn't out him for doing anything wrong.
No, it was like his.
And he posted that stuff willingly of his own accord.
Yeah, but not. It was like his quote unquote like secret identity. Yeah.
I just didn't know if they like uncovered something. Is what I'm saying.
They outed him.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But there was no like child molester or any like that kind of shit.
Was he just, like preaching against it?
I would say probably, but I don't know. I just read the headline.
That's so gnarly.
Wild. Yeah.
Do they get in trouble for that?
For what? For outing reporting?
It. But I mean, like, if it was wrong, they
could. I don't know.
It wasn't like, look at this guy, you should kill himself.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Not that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
And then it was, Daily Mail is so predictable, right? Yeah. It's like, there was that article, and then the next day, this morning, there was an article about how this husband and wife... like the wife came out and was like, I'm trans, and so she turned into a man, and then the husband came out after that and was like, I'm trans too, and he came out as a woman.
Oh my gosh.
And then their daughter was trans too, and so it's the top of Daily Mail right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, trans love spreads, like in quotes, basically being like, fucking, we gotta shut down trans. Yeah, like being trans is contagious, you know.
Wait, in that situation, that sounds like, their gender identity changed for both parents,
but
their sexual orientation didn't change? That's a wonderful story.
I think what happened was the wife came out as trans, female to male, and then the husband came out male to female, and then they both came out and were like, hey, we have different lovers now too.
Oh, okay.
But they're married. But then their daughter was trans the whole time. It's basically Daily Mail propaganda of just like, we gotta nip this trans thing in the bud, dude, or like, you're gonna turn trans.
There was an opportunity for that to be a beautiful story where it's like, the wife is like, you know what, I wanna be trans, and then the husband's like, you know what,
I love you so much. Yeah.
I'll be the girl, you be the guy, and we'll keep this thing going.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
I think it was just a way to cover up the like Baptist guy, you know, turning trans. The Daily Mail viewer is going to associate both of those stories as like, look at this upstanding mayor of this small town who was also the preacher, and like, he turned trans.
Yeah,
and, like, he was infected by the trans virus.
Yeah, he was a victim.
Right? Yeah. Huh.
I'm searching for this video that I came across where it was like they were having a competition of like zoning out in Japan, So they had like people hooked up to like heart rate, like taking your heart rate, and if they
brain activity,
like the full nine. And it's just hundreds, like it's a whole bunch of people like laying on their backs, just like zoning out on the grass,
trying to reduce brain and
yeah. So they were like, it was a full blown competition.
Wasn't it for like laziest awesome. Person or something?
Space out competition was held in Tokyo, based on zoning out competition that begins in Korea in 2014. It looks like it's attracted a sizable number of young people, more than I've seen many political demonstrations. And it's just people like fucking trying their best not to engage in any sort of...
Dude, get a Buddhist monk in there and he'll dominate yeah. all of them.
That's so cool. Or, and they set up like an area with pillows and shit. Like, of course.
Just get faded.
Here's a weird twist. You can bring whatever you want, like, aid-wise, right? I'm not saying take drugs. So you just get a dude who hates his wife, and then you get his wife there yelling at him, and he's just gonna fucking yeah. turn off. Yeah.
He goes to his special place. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
He's had so much training.
Dude, wait. Have we talked about the... This is kind of on that. Have we talked about the monks who, like, mummify themselves?
No.
But maybe. A little bit.
Where they, like... They spend, like, 10 years going through this, like, preparation to, like, reach this, like, point of enlightenment where...
They don't expend any calories or yeah. anything, and they don't intake anything.
And they eat a bunch of, like, poison berries, and then they... You get buried underground, and... Because you're, like, underground, you have, like, no nutrition, no, like, anything in your stomach or anything like that. You essentially, like, mummify and you don't rot. And, like, people, there's been, like, 8 people that have done it throughout, like, the history of, like, Buddhism. And they, like, go back, like, a year later or something and they pull you out of the ground and you're, like, a perfect mummy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
For sure. That's just you.
I don't understand what you believe in. Like, did it happen?
Dedication. He just admires the dedication. Yeah,
the grind set.
It's like instead of like self-immolation,
yeah.
it's like you just do that.
Some people would say that's fake is what I mean.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think it's fake. I just don't get it, I guess. Like, how, like, why? Why are they doing it?
Dedication.
Think about the level of, like, think about their belief system and think about reaching that. That's the pinnacle, baby.
Yeah.
That's you have tapped into every cell in your body and telling it what to do. You reached it. You've done it.
Well, and it's the idea of, like, you know, I think at the most base level, it's like you don't care about, like, possessions and, like, material objects.
My life's right? work is complete.
And then it turns into, like, it's physical objects. And then it's like, well, why do I need, like, food then? Or, like, why do I need, like, water? Like, can't yeah, I just exist? Cycle. Yeah. Okay. You're like, I don't need anything. Like, I don't even need oxygen. I can just be, like, buried underground, you know?
Need these berries.
Like, I don't even need my physical form, you know? Like, it turns into this just, like, ever-evolving... pursuit of, like, yeah, non
subject. It's self-mummification. There's a cool Japanese word for it. Shane, if you could pronounce.
You should. Sokushinbutsu. Sokushinbutsu.
Yeah, looks pretty cool. And that's one of them. That's a pick of one of them. Who, like, did
they
it.
They put the sunglasses on him?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's heavy. No, it's because, like, the eyes cool. You don't want... The eyes are creepy.
Yeah.
But they, like...
Oh, but the rest is fine. I love that thought process.
How, that's literally why they do that yeah. stuff.
But, it, like, they, like, kill their gut bacteria so they don't rot. And then they... When they're underground, they ring a bell every day. They ring a bell once a day to, like, let them know if they're still alive.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. What were you going to say before I got into that?
Well, there was this article that I read about this guy in the 60s. There was this, like, fad going around of, like, people being buried alive. And there were these two guys. One was in the U.S. and one was in, like, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to compete to see who could be buried alive the longest. And so this guy in Ireland... they, like, buried him, and they put... There were two pipes in, like, the... You know, he's, like, 6 feet under, and there's a pipe where he can, like, communicate to people and, like, receive food, and there's another pipe where he can, like, send his waste through it. And he decided to, like, do it, and the whole town was, like, celebrating it when they were burying him, and, like, he did not, he like refused to like tell his wife about it. Like she found out later that he was like buried alive. And the guy in the US lasted for like 50 days.
Whoa.
And then the guy in Ireland lasted like 65 days, you know? And yeah, I don't know. It's like, that's it's kind of, they're being buried alive essentially, you know? But I feel like having a communication pipe is like, you're cheating. Yeah. Yeah.
And the poo-poo pipe?
Yeah.
If you get a poo-poo pipe, I'm down there easy.
And I guess at
65 days, dude?
Because, like, they did it in a cemetery, and I guess at one point they had to, like, dig a grave next to the guy, and they used, like, a bulldozer, and the bulldozer, like, drove over the grave that the guy was in, and, like, everybody was freaking out. Yeah. Like,
no!
Like, the guy's in there, and it's, like, all of a sudden it's, like, poof, it's, like, compacting down on you, and you're like, fuck. But, yeah.
Put me down there with a Nintendo DS, dude. I'm chilling.
Start dropping batteries down the hole.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. You get the internet connection. Switch, yeah, that's all I need.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
New Zelda, playing that.
Super Mario RPG coming out for the Switch.
Cool. Okay. Have you guys played the new Mario game?
I have. I'm playing it with Kelsey. It's great.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's good. Worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's chill.
All right.
Because they don't go on sale, Nintendo.
Never.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they never, I'm paying full price for a
$65
game.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Respect that.
Yeah.
That's a grind set.
Because I'm just going to buy it. Yeah. Knowing that, it's like you can't give them an inch, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of appreciate that, though.
Yeah, because it's not going to go on sale.
Yeah, I don't have to, like, wait for it. I'm not going to feel guilty and buy it and then, like, oh, it's going to be on sale.
And then
like,
no, whatever, let's look at it half full. Let's, you know, let's... Yeah. I'm not going to have that situation where I'm like, I bought this game for $70 and now it's $12.
Yeah, it's never happened.
Well, and if anything, it's like, damn, this could be 70 games, like a couple years, $70, like a couple years from now. I'm going to get it while it's cheap.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. All right, well, any last, John Cena, check him out.
Do you guys know what the, hold on, I got to pull up the word for it, because I just found out that this existed. And
monks who mummify themselves.
Do you guys know what the Red Bull Rampage is?
Yeah,
no.
It's the mountain biking.
Yeah,
one. Fucking check that out. I was like a hotel, just like diddling on the internet, and went down a gnarly rabbit hole of that. And it's just like crazy mountain biking Red Bull. And it's like I watched it. I'm like, how does nobody die doing this?
Yeah.
And I watched the accidents, and I'm like, okay. How does nobody die?
What is it? Is it like everybody at the same time, or is it like one at a time,
like a race,
speed trial?
But it's an insane course.
Yeah, it's literally like on a pinnacle. Like their path is like maybe a foot wide, and it's like a dead drop.
They're mobbing
on both sides.
Yeah.
And they're mobbing, and they'll hit like a jump over a canyon and do like a backflip. And it's like, how the fuck
dude,
is this?
I'm telling you, the Red Bull channel has some sleepers where you're like the race. Where they're in full hockey gear, and they're probably, I mean, I think there's like four or five guys, so four or five people wide, and it's on this like, it's like a downhill, gnarly turns, but they're fully geared up in hockey gear.
Yeah.
And they're like fucking
going
crushing each other.
Yeah.
It's sick.
It's really cool.
Like punching and shoving each other?
I know, but like there's some shoves.
Okay.
There's some like inside
contact.
Turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's through like a... Like a snowboard, like not slalom course, but like
yeah, that would be the closest thing to it for sure.
Yeah. But either way, I got sidetracked on that. Fucking check it out. And surprising, you guys, just top of your head, how many people do you think have died from Red Bull events? Just anything Red Bull related?
Zero.
70.
15.
It's like 9. It's incredibly low after you watch videos like that, and you're like, huh, okay.
Whoa. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I'm good.
Just no.
Just no.
Just no.
Just no.